Headline, Tether execs are spending big on El Salvador real estate report, published at 4:12 p.m. UTC on January 10, 2025. Tether executives are reportedly spending large amounts of money on luxurious El Salvador real estate and becoming El Salvadorian citizens. That's according to local news outlet El Faro, which collected the deeds of properties being bought up by the company's chief financial officer Giancarlo De Vicini, chief exec Paolo Arduino, and chief operating officer Claudia Ligorio. On July 31, 2024, Arduino and Ligorio reportedly bought two plots of land worth a total of $1.7 million in a luxury golf resort called the Condominio Villanueva Golf Country Club that doubles up as a residential area called El Encanto. Property deeds revealed Arduino and Ligorio are also naturalized Salvadorian citizens. In 2014, the deputy attorney of the Human Rights Ombudsman Office in El Salvador, Yanira Cortez, said that projects like this required an increase in water supply, despite nearby El Encanto communities suffering severe water shortages. De Vicini and Bitcoin-focused artist Valentina Picods bought a $2 million house on Tacana Street in San Salvador, with each owning 50% of the property. Picods is listed as Salvadorian, while De Vicini is listed as Italian. De Vicini also reportedly owns 15 companies in El Salvador and registered 11 of them under the same office in the San Salvador World Trade Center between February and June last year. Some of these firms, such as Inversiones, Odomin, GCH Hospitality, and GSV Hospitality, are reportedly buying real estate in the center of San Salvador. Bitfinex, a crypto exchange that shares the same parent company with Tether, recently moved its derivatives services to El Salvador. Arduino is the CTO of Bitfinex Securities, and El Salvador has relied on Bitfinex to supply its government holding of BTC. Tether also hired a lobbying firm owned by a major advisor to Bukele to help strengthen U.S. relations through meetups with Republicans and influential Donald Trump supporters. El Faro's report also detailed the rising land prices in El Zonte, otherwise known as Bitcoin Beach, as Bitcoiners buy up land. It found that in the 3 years since El Salvador's BTC law was passed in 2021, land prices have risen by over 130%. This recording was AI generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.